knowing that we cannot do nothing without the Lord. We need the Lord every step of the way. Yes. Praise God. We're in a time of the world where things is in turmoil. Things is, amen, happening that we don't understand. But one thing about it, we don't have to worry. Huh? Because we got a big God that's up high. And he looked low. And he can fix things. He's been fixing things for me ever since I was born. Even before I got saved, he was fixing things. He looked beyond my fault. And he saw my need. And I'm here to tell you he's doing the same for you. Amen. And I, praise God. But we want to look into the word today. We have a word that we want to declare. Amen. In the time that we're living in, this can help us. Because sometimes people are confused. Sometimes people don't understand. Sometimes people forget the road they on. Amen. They start varying in other places and other things. But I'm here to tell you, church, we got to make sure, very sure, that we're traveling on the right road. Amen. We got to make sure and very sure that we ain't on a road that will lead us to destruction. And there's a scripture over here in the book of Proverbs, and this is where I get my preaching topic from, Proverbs, the 14th chapter, and we want to read that 12th verse, and it says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. We got to be careful out here. I tell you, that seem it right way will lead you to destruction. I want to tell you this morning in the fear of the Lord, we need to know where we're going, and we need to know how to get there. And when you look around at society and look around at the world, you see folks is on every kind of avenue. Amen. Some is on the righteous street. You got some on the unrighteous street. It don't matter how many tithes you pay and, amen, how many times you can do a cartwheel or spin around. But I'm here to tell you, we got to live this thing. We got to make sure we traveling in the right direction. Amen. That seem it right way. You know, seem it right mean, you know, this way seems right. Amen. I know how this road look. Praise God. I know how things look on this road. Praise God. Amen. So it's so easy to think that you on the right road and you on the wrong road. And that's why I call seem it right. It seems right. Amen. We don't need to, amen, just not understanding and confused and this don't seem right. We need to know what's right. Come on in here. Praise God. We need to know, amen, that we are in the will of the Lord. We need to know that my vehicle is leading me from earth to glory. Amen. We need to know, praise God, that, amen, we own the right track. I said the seeming right way doesn't pay. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, sometimes when you are traveling, praise God, and you're traveling and traveling, and you know it takes you 3 hours to get to your destination, and you still ain't there. Amen. You're traveling, and you never arrive, amen, to your destination. So what do that tell you? Amen. You're on the wrong road. Amen. But sometimes you won't say, well, you know what? I believe I am on the wrong road. But you'll say, no. Look at my landmark. Look at my landmark. I remember that oak tree that was sitting on the corner. Amen. Amen. Come on now. You know we had them landmarks. Amen. I remember, amen, that sign right there. Praise God. At this road, I just know I'm on the right road. Amen. I just know that, amen, that this is the road I need to be on. You ever been that way? Certainly I have. Amen. That town looked just like another town. Amen. The roads look alike. They got the same stores. Amen. I know two places right now I get mixed up sometimes because they all look alike. But we today, when we're traveling for God, we need to make sure we can't go by maybe so. Amen. We cannot go by, amen, that I think this is right. Praise God. It seemed right that I'm on the right road. And then if we flip this thing, amen, sometime we on the road of salvation. Amen. On the way of God. Sometimes it's easy to, amen, change and feel like you're on the right road and when you're on the wrong road. So I'm here to tell you, church, amen, check your GPS. Check your, amen, your map, praise God, amen. Amen, check and make sure that you own the role of the Lord, amen. Now, I want to tell you, amen, praise God. Can you look up here, praise God, amen. This is the road map right here, praise ye the Lord, amen. This will allow you to stay on the right track, amen. And this will allow you, amen, to stay on the right road, amen. And this will allow you not to be lost. You know, I don't like to be lost, amen, not even naturally. I need to go to my destination. I need to know where I'm going and how to get there. Same thing about serving the Lord, praise God. We don't need to be lost. We need to know where we're heading. We need to know, amen, that we're on the right path, praise God. We need to know that we're following his procedure, amen. From Genesis to Revelation, praise God. We need to make sure that we're following the word of the Lord, amen. And it will take us to the pearly gates, praise God. But you got people today, amen, confused, amen, don't know where to go and how to go, and amen. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, amen, the word of the God will instruct us. The word of God will lead us. The word of God will show us, praise God. We ain't got to try to figure this thing out. Amen. While you trying to figure it out, the Lord already got it. Let's figure it out. Amen. We don't want to do it. Praise God. So I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad this morning. I've been traveling on this road a pretty good while now. Amen. And I'm so glad that, amen, if I just keep God in view, if I just let the Lord be my leader and let God be my God, I'll stay on the right track. But sometimes people look to the left and sometimes people look to the right and look like the grass is greener over here. Look like this is a better route here. Look like this is a shortcut. That's another thing. We're trying to do something too quick. Want a shortcut. But I want to tell you, ain't no shortcut to heaven. Now, we got to go on the right road. We got to follow his procedure. And we got to know where we're going. Because that seeming right way, the Bible said, will lead you to destruction. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go, amen, down, amen, with the devil. But I want to go on the way that I know, and that the way of the Lord. Praise God. I want to go on some sure path. Amen. I want to go, amen, knowing exactly where I'm going and how to get there. Praise God. Hey, ain't God good in this place? I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad. We need to follow his way so we can have salvation. Amen. This is the only way. This is the only way, praise God, is the way of the Lord. If you're going to have salvation, this is the only way. If you're going to be a Christian, this is the way. Amen. What is the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Jesus Christ, he is the way. You got to follow his way. I know we sometimes get advanced and feel like we know everything, and amen, I done got my degree and I done got my all and I know what I'm doing. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, if you ain't following the Lord, I don't care how many degrees you have. You can be a doctor. You can be, amen, a nurse. You can be a lawyer, amen, the president of the United States, amen. It don't matter who you are. But if you don't follow God's procedure, if you don't follow God's way, amen. I ain't saying that seem it right way. Praise God. If you don't follow God's way, amen, you're going to fall in destruction. Praise God. Yes, you will. Amen. Sometimes you the driver and you have backseat riders there. And a lot of times they seem to know more how to get somewhere than you. And you doing the driving, they the backseat rider. And then you got somebody sitting over here to your right. And they'll say, hey, that ain't the way. That ain't the way. But you so determined. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, they're trying to tell you the right way. But we got to listen. And that's the same thing with the Lord. The Lord is telling us this morning. He's trying to show us. Amen. We're on the wrong road. Amen. Check yourself. Make sure you're on the right road. Make sure you follow in God's procedure. Make sure you're being led by God and not by yourself. Praise God. Because yourself will lead you in the downward road. Amen. It'll lead you around curves. Amen. It'll lead you into a place where you say no detour. Amen. A roadblock. Come on, somebody. Amen. You ever seen any roadblock? Praise God. What that mean? Turn around. I want to tell you today, in the fear of the Lord, you may have some roadblocks in your life. Amen. You see you can't go nowhere. You see you're stuck and you're still trying to go. Amen. But what you need to do, Brother Curtis, you need to back up. Turn around. Amen. Praise God. Unless you're driving your bulldozer. Amen. Come on, somebody. Push them all out of there. Look out, somebody. I had Brother Curtis working for me in my yard. Amen. He got a roadblock, big old tree right there, and bushes and stuff. Amen. So since he's driving a bulldozer, that is equipped to knock stuff down. Come on, somebody. Amen. And Brother, he just mashed on that accelerator and... Amen. Everything in his way coming down. Praise God. Amen. And that's how the Lord want us to do when sin get in our life. When problems and troubles right there trying to hold us up. Amen. Amen. Get that spiritual bulldozer. Amen. And just go and push it on down. Amen. Because I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith. I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I ain't going to let nothing hinder me. Amen. So many things trying to hinder us out here. But we got to keep moving. We got to stay on the right road. Amen. Is that right? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Let's stay on the right road. Praise ye the Lord. All right. Let's see what the word say here. Let's turn on now. We just read here. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the way of death. Now, let's move over here in the same book. In the same book. Amen. Praise God. Easy to find. Let's turn back here to Proverbs. Proverbs, the third chapter. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs, the third chapter. In order to stay on the right road, there's certain instruction we must do and things we must, amen, hold true. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. A lot of time, that's why we get off on go the wrong direction. We go the wrong way because we're not really trusting in the Lord. Do you know what trusting means? Trusting don't mean trying him. Amen. Or testing and see is it going to work. Amen. Trust. You trusting in faith. Amen. It may look raggedy. It may look rough and tough. But you're trusting in God. And when you trust in God, amen, he going to bring you out on the other side. Amen. It might look like it's a lot of trash and weeds and trees in your way. But when you trust in God, God will make a way. Amen. It said, amen. It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not just heart, half-heartedly, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean, come on somebody, lean not unto thy own understanding. Amen. See, when you lean into your own understanding, that means that you, amen, got a dose of that seem it right way. See, that seem it right way, meaning that you lean into your own understanding. Sometimes we need to allow our understanding to be in subjection of the Lord. See, because sometimes our understanding is not, amen, according to the word. Our understanding to get us in trouble. Our understanding make us talk too much. Our own understanding make us do a lot of stuff that we don't need to do. And that's why we got to have God to be, amen, our leader and our guide. We got to make sure he in our giving us our direction. Praise God. Amen. But it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. And it said, and in all thy ways acknowledge him. Praise God. Thank you, my brother. Amen. I needed this. I'm glad the Lord led you. You see the pastor up here preaching and he's sweating. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Let us all say, what a break. Praise the Lord. By the way, it ain't going to be no water in hell. When you get hot, that flame is burning you up. You can't say, hey, anybody got any water? That's why I ain't going there. If you want some water, you drink it now. But when you leave from here, you don't have but two destinations. Amen. It ain't nothing but two places. It ain't nothing but a right road and a wrong road. If you're on the wrong road, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be ended up in hell. A lot of people don't like to talk about hell, but I'm going to tell you, you'll end up in hell. Hell is real. Hell is hot. There's no fans there. Huh? There's no ACs there. But if you do the right thing, you'll end up in heaven. Amen. Where you'll be with the Lord. You won't have no more wants. Every day will be Sunday. Every day will be greatness. Praise God. Enjoying God's goodness. Where it say, in my Father's house are many mansions. Thank the Lord. That's why I'm working so hard and that's why I'm preaching. Like a dude to try to get us all to heaven. Say what, brother? That's right. Nothing. You're right. Amen. Every day is joy, peace, and greatness. I hear someone testify this morning speaking about stress. Stress here and stress there. You won't have to be stressing in heaven. Everything you want is there. Praise God. And that's why the devil works so hard to try to stop us and turn us around. But let him know, you ain't going to turn me around. I'm going to stay on the right road. I ain't going on that road that I don't know about. Amen. Sometimes people, I want to say this. This came to my mind. Sometimes you be traveling. Amen. You're trying to get to your destination. And you see a road over here and you inquiring about that road. You say, you know what? I always wonder what down that road. So you're going to get off the main road and the right road and get on the road that you're trying to figure out and see and observe. Amen. Sometimes we get like that spiritually speaking. We better leave that road alone over there to the left. We better keep our minds on the road that leading straight. Praise God. Amen. Don't make no detour. Amen. Don't make no turnarounds. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. 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 So the Bible says, in all thy ways, not one or two ways, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him. And what will he do? He shall direct thy paths. Praise God. Amen. When you acknowledge the Lord, meaning acknowledge me, Lord, what will you have me to do? Lord, where will you have me to go? Lord, how to get to heaven. Amen. One preacher said, I hear her say, it said, take a right. If you want to go to heaven, you need to take a right and keep straight. That'll lead you to heaven. Amen. In other words, keep straight. Don't do no bending. Don't do no left turns. Amen. Amen. But keep right. There's a song Sister Beyonce put out, to the left, to the left. But I don't agree with that. I want to tell you all, let's go to the right, to the right. Amen. That's the way going to lead you to heaven. Huh? Come on, somebody. We got to. That's why we got to listen to the spiritual song. Amen. All right, now. There's another song I hear. It's put your knees on the ground. I mean, put your boots on the ground. Come on. But I'm here to tell you, we need to put our knees on the ground. Yeah. See, the boots ain't going to give us nothing. Amen. But when you put your knees on the ground and begin to call on the Lord, amen, he'll come right to your rescue. So let us listen to not the R&B rhythm and blues. Let's listen to spiritual songs that bring melody and grace of God. A song that have future, that will help you to stay on the right road. You'll be confused when you listen to secular songs. I don't know why I'm saying all of that. But we want to listen to a spiritual song that got a meaning. That tell you, listen, I like that song where it said, amen, I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I like that song where it said, I will not allow nothing here to hinder me. I like that song that said, if you can't stop, if you can't, what is it supposed to say? If that's it, if you can't help me, please don't stop me. You better move, and you better move out of my way. Amen. We ain't got no time to play with the devil. We ain't got no time to, amen, allow that kind of songs in the church. Sometimes I look on social media and I see all that boot songs out in the church and they're with the cowboy hats. Amen. That's wrong. Amen. In the fear of God. Let's talk about Jesus. What Jesus can do. See, if you don't, they're going to get you on the wrong road. Because a lot of people pat sin. They say it's all right. You got preachers say it's all right. Oh, a little fun ain't going to hurt nothing. But, amen. If that's the type of fun, I like to go, amen, to have fun on vacation and looking sightseeing. That's kind of fun. But not going towards the world. The Bible teaches us to love not the world, neither the things that's in the world, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. And the any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Is that right? Yes. Devil, I want to ask the devil right now. Devil be dismissed. See, the devil tried to, and he do that when you're preaching. He'll try to take your thoughts. He'll try to make you forget. He'll try to make you lose what you're trying to say. But ask the devil right now, devil, be rebuked. Get out of my life. Get out of this congregation. Get off the grounds, off the premises. Go about your business. Amen. Lord, now I want you to come in and I want you to take over. I want you to direct my life and direct my steps, because my steps are ordered by the Lord. Is that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise God. Amen. I didn't know I'm going to say all of that, but that all came from this right here. This bottle of water. Quintrell, thank you. Praise God. Amen. That's why we let the Lord lead. You can't put me on a program and tell me I got 10 minutes to preach, because then you won't give God time to leave. Amen. I have to preach according to my boss man. He's the one giving me the words, and he's the one telling me to start, and he didn't tell me when to close up. Amen. There's a difference between the two. Amen. Amen. Pray for us, church. Amen. All right. It said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct thy paths. That's what we need, church. In this time we living in these crucial times, in these perilous times, we need the direction of the Lord. Amen. People is falling off the cliff. People is taking side with wrong. People is loud calling wrong right and right wrong. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm a preaching here anyhow. Praise God. I might don't get no amens, but that's all right. I brought my own amens this morning. Praise God. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's the way to heaven. We must fear the Lord and we must depart from evil. Now we're getting ready to bring it to a close here. Coming down to our conclusion. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Praise God, Matthew, the 7th chapter. And there are two verses I shall speak on this morning. The Bible says, how many know there are only two ways, amen, to get to these locations? Now, and so many times people want to entertain the broad way. That's why it's called the broad way. It's one way is the broad way, meaning that it's broad, it's large. It means that it's have numerous of people on that way. And then there's a way that called the straight way. Amen. Straight way is God's way. It don't have no crooks and bends. It's straight. And it'll lead you right straight to the glory world. But man, with his adventurous minds, he began to analyze both of these ways, and most of the time they choose the broad way. It ain't only but two ways now. You can't, amen, be on both highways at the same time. Now, if you can, I need to talk with you at the end of the service. Either you're on the right road or you're on the wrong road. Come on now. Either you on the righteous path or you on the wrong path. And it's your job to make the decision. So you know, sometimes people get kind of, the elevator get disturbed. Sometimes they have different handicaps. Amen. They may have some mental illness. Amen. And needs someone to speak for them and to make their decisions, because they're not able, because the mind is not functioning right. So they need some family help. I got a brother right now. That's what I do for him, because he cannot make his decisions. Amen. I have to make his decision for him and talk to the higher officials and let them know how this should go and how that should go. Come on, somebody. But what I'm going through here with, what I'm trying to bring out, when it comes down, amen, the right way and the wrong way, you know, in the natural, you can get somebody to speak for you. But, amen. But when you're going with the Lord's way, you know, you got to make that decision for yourself. ain't nobody can, amen, just come in and bargain with the Lord for you. Amen. I'll make a deal with the Lord. Lord, he's my first cousin. Amen. She's my aunt. And could you kind of work with her? Amen. Yeah, she was on that, man, that Broadway, but Lord, could you, amen, look and allow her to come in anyhow. But I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord, this is an individual matter. We all got to work our own soul salvation out. Amen. Praise God. Your loved one can't do that. Praise God. Amen. So now it said 13th verse. It said, enter ye in at the straight gate. Number one, we want everybody to go at that straight gate. But that's your choice. And we see people today making unwise choices. You got more people on the broad way than you got on the narrow way. And that's why we preach it. Amen. You so hard this morning. You're on a way that seemed right. And sometimes you know it ain't right. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, it's time to make choice. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and what broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. That the other scriptures said the same thing. That seemeth right way will lead you to destruction. Now here's another way that will lead you to destruction. Amen. I don't want to go to destruction. Amen. So I'm going to get off the Broadway. Everybody's basically on that Broadway. That's why I call broad. There's a lot of people there. I want to use the illustration right here. You know, sometimes you could be driving down the road and you see two stores. And the store over here to the left, man, it's got so many people there. So many people shopping. So many people, amen, can't even find a park. Then over here to my right, there's another store. But it ain't got but a few there. Maybe got 25 cars in that over there at that store. It got 500 cars over here at the other store. In your little mind, what store are you going to go to? I know what store you're going to go to. You're going to go to the store that got plenty of cars. Amen. Because something is going on in there. They must got one of the best sales. That's why everybody flocking to that store. But this little store where, amen, they ain't got but 25 cars. And that store don't look so appealing, like ain't nothing going on. But average folks, I'm not going to say everybody, but the average folks, and that's why it was so many cars over there, because the average folks going to go where the cars are plenty. Amen. It's just like in the mall. You be walking down the mall, you see a lot of people. You want to see what's going on. Oh, but over here ain't nobody. But that's how the devil trick us. Amen. You know, we look over here at the Broadway. Oh, boy, so many people over there. Oh, boy. This is what you call, if you go on the Broadway, this is what you call Easy Street. Anything goes on. Whatever you want to do, you could do it. Oh, man, I want to get involved with that. But I want to tell you in the fear of the Lord, I want to go where it's two or three. Amen, that gather together in the name of the Lord. I want to go, amen, where it's not popular. See, that's how people are going to lose their soul, because it's popular. That store is popular. But over here, you just got a narrow way. It ain't too many on that road. But I'm here to tell you, church, Amen. We got to look, go on the road. Amen. Where we got to put forth effort. We got to go on this road. Praise God. This straight way. Amen. Where God, where there is principle. Amen. Where there, amen, is greatness. And amen, there is this future. Praise God. That's why the Bible said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for the wide is the gate and broad is the way, but it leads to destruction. And many, you know what the word said? And many there be which go in thereat. Praise God. There are many folks is going to go on that broad way. But I'm here to tell you, church, the straight and narrow way, the two or three that gather together in the Lord's name, praise God, that is the way we need to go. It ain't going to be a popular way. It ain't going to be exciting. Well, it is very exciting. But it ain't going to be a way that, amen, that man call excitement. Oh, man, look here. Praise God. But it is excited in serving the Lord. It said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. Amen. I don't care what you say. Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. I thank God. I said I thank God for this way that leadeth unto life and life everlasting. Amen. Where you never die. Amen. And amen. When you get on this way, praise God, this way, amen, will lead you to heaven. Praise God, to be with the Lord. The Bible said to be absent in this body is to be present with the Lord. Praise God. So I promote this way this morning. Amen. I sell this way this morning. The narrow way work. Praise God. That's why sometimes when I look in the congregation, it's just a few. Praise God. I want many. But amen, if it's just a few, I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad we are in the number. Praise God. Someone said, amen, when the saints go marching in, I want to be in the number. I'm here to tell you, church, in the field of God, don't let nothing or nobody, amen, get you off of this race. And don't let nobody try to make you go on the other way, on the other side, but keep your hope in God. Keep looking up to Jesus, amen, because that seeming right way gonna lead you to destruction, but we need to know the way, and the way is God's way, amen. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. Glory to God. I'm excited. You might be mad, but I'm telling you, I'm glad because I found this way. Praise God. And I found it. It works. Praise God. When I get down, I got a big God that I can call on. When I get a little depressed, praise God. Amen. A little stress. Amen. He's there all the time to remind me that we are too blessed to be stressed. We are too anointed be disappointed. We are too equipped to be whipped. Amen. I'm on the Lord's side. I'm going to go on anyhow, Brother Daniel. Amen. I don't care what gets in my way. Praise God. I'm going to crank up that bulldozer. And I'm going to crank it up. Amen. And I'm going to push them weeds, them trees, and them limbs going out of here. Because I'm on God's side. When you get on God's side, everything gonna be all right. Amen. I'm excited. I am excited about the Lord and his side. It works. Amen. That's why I do like I do. I'm not gonna lose out. I'm gonna keep pushing. Amen. And I want to tell you in the fake Facebook land, I want to tell you, followers, look to Jesus. Keep pushing. If you don't know you're on the right road, consult God. Time to pray. Amen. If you need prayer right in this, you watching on this broadcast, if you need prayer to get on the right road, message me. Send me a message. I'll be glad to pray for you. Amen. To get you on the right road. See, when you get on the right road and when you get on God's side, you don't let the things of the world get you down. You don't let the involvements and all these things that happen get you depressed. When you're on the right road, you just know God got it. I can smile and I can go right on. Amen. I can still drive my vehicle. I can still put gas in my vehicles. Amen. Me and my wife, we can go eat a steak at least once a week. But if we need to eat one, two a week, we can do that too. Look at God. I don't have no regrets. I'm not disappointed that I chose God. That was the best decision. So I want you and everyone to get more excited about Jesus. When you get more excited about Jesus, you start doing more things. You start, God will start leading you and showing you more things to get involved in. Don't listen to that deception where people say, oh, nobody want this life. Nobody want this way no more. Nobody want to be on the right road. Yes, they do. You just got to go and, as the Bible said, highways and hedges and compel thee to come. You got to go and help folks that need help. And the world is full of folks. Because just like I say, we just got a few over here. Those folks at that busy store with all them people and customers there. Let's go over there and talk to them. Say, hey, come on. Let's go where it's just a few. Let's go where there's just one every now and then. Huh? Praise God. So may God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. Be blessed. And make the right decision. Amen.